Welcome to the Short Score, your weekly update of rope and news from around the industry, where you can find the latest on the sport from the pro rodeo ranks to the jackpot world. I'm Taylor Vollen, and I'm your host. Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of The Short Score. It's Taylor Vollen, your host. This episode is coming to you a little late in the week. I feel like this has become an unfortunate usual occurrence, but June officially kicked off, and the first weekend, the weekend wrapping up May and kicking off June, had quite a lot going on, especially in the world of pro rodeo. Honestly, I think every single circuit except for four had at least one rodeo over the weekend, so there was something pretty much everywhere. The biggest winners over the weekend, last weekend I guess it is now, anyway, were Tanner Tomlinson and Travis Graves. They picked up $7,238 a man, with their biggest check coming from second in Nashville. Tanner and TG are both second in the world standings, Tanner with $87,646.17. That puts him roughly $6,000 behind the standings leader, Derek Begay. Over on the heel side, TG, like I said, is second in the world with $80,735.74, making him about $13,000, I believe, behind Coulter Todd. So speaking of Nashville, the first ever Music City Rodeo looked great, in my opinion. I heard they sold out every performance. Don't quote me on that, but that is what I'd heard from a few contestants. Cody Snow and Hunter Cook took the win with a 3.8 for $6,588 apiece. So this actually helped push Cody and Hunter into the world standings. They're both now 43rd. Staying in the Southeast, Lightning Aguilera and Wyatt Cox won Fort Smith, Arkansas, the old Fort days, with a 3.7 second run, and they pocketed $3,607 a man. Lightning is now 5th in the world with $52,757.15. And Wyatt is 10th over on the heel side with $39,708.50. We saw the PRCA record get tied over the weekend in Durant, Oklahoma. The new team of Dustin Egeskiza and JC Flake were 3.3 seconds for the win. And like I said, this was to tie the PRCA record and to pocket $2,011 per man. They had a really solid weekend, winning almost $7,000 apiece. I think it was $6,800, but again, don't quote me. Actually, you can quote me if you go and read the article I wrote about their weekend. But so a nice little start to their new partnership. This was also a much needed win, kind of like Cody and Hunter. JC is still working his way into the world standings after a slower winter, he'll say it himself. While Dustin is third in the world with $71,936.84. I got to talk to both of them after their weekend, so I'm going to share a few highlights of my conversation with them now. Okay, so correct me if I'm wrong. Logandale was the last thing you entered before this weekend?
Yes, ma'am, I believe that is correct. No, yes. San Angelo's right there during that week, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yes, Logandale will be the last place.
I know there has not been a, you know, there's been plenty of rope-ins over the last month, but did you feel, I guess you didn't really even realize it had been that long, but do you feel like that impacted you or not really, or that just feels wild to me?
I think just with the partner switch and everything, like I think just getting to practice at home, and I got a new heel horse. I bought that mare from Paul Eves.
Mm-hmm.
And I think just making runs at the house kind of let us get a run together and do a little good. And then I really like this weekend. We went to go to some, so before we leave for the summertime. So, but yeah, there for a minute, it kind of felt, well, I got married.
Yeah. Congrats.
And then I went on a honeymoon, so I really didn't go anywhere.
Yeah.
For 3 weeks. But I think it was almost good. Like kind of makes you, when you get home, be ready to go. Like mm-hmm. You're ready to roll out. Cause kind of had a little break.
Yeah. Nice little fresh start.
Yes, ma'am.
You're working your way back into the standings. How has that been for your mental game so far this year?
Oh, it was a terrible wear.
Mm-hmm.
It was awful. And I just, with having Dustin, of course, and just trying to stay the most positive outlook as possible, like just go steer by steer and try not to look at the standings until the end of the season and see where you end up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, I think there's plenty of money to be won in the summertime.
Thinking about this weekend, sorry, I'm a little scatterbrained, but thinking about this weekend, the 3-3 at Durant was pretty rank. Tell me about that run.
yeah, that was unreal. We got told our steer wasn't very good. It was the last one of the weekend, and we just said we're gonna try to go as fast as we possibly can and just have fun with it. And our steer ain't very good, so we were gonna try to just make the best run possible we could. And then everything felt in control and felt good, but like after the run, it felt like it was a blur.
Really?
Like it felt like, yeah, like it was. I mean, it was the fastest time I've ever been in my whole life, but it was just like, I looked up and saw the clock and I was like, no way. Like, there's no way we were just 3-3.
Mm-hmm. So where to next? What's up next?
We start at Weatherford the 10th, Woodward the 11th, Cortez Monticello the 12th, and Vernal on the 12th, and then Eagle on the 13th and Sisters on the 14th.
What is kind of your mindset for the summer? I know you said you like the summer, but what are you kind of focusing on, I guess?
My mindset now is Dustin's going to spin a lot of steers, and they're all going to be usually for first. So my goal is to ride the corner the best I can and make sure to catch 2 feet every time I get the chance. And if I ride the corner right, I should be able to catch 2 feet.
Perfect. I had talked to JC earlier, and he said that your guys' steer at Durant, was it? He said wasn't actually supposed to be very good, and then you guys were 3-3 on him.
Yeah, Jake Clay ran him, and he said he's really fast, and he goes left, and he's pretty low-headed. Oh, perfect, because we unofficialed it anyway. And so it didn't, wasn't a huge deal, but it's just kind of like, whatever, we got the worst steer, at least unofficial, but we'll just go at him, you know?
Mm-hmm.
If we catch him before he starts running too fast.
Gotcha.
And I had no intentions of being 3-3, but that was pretty, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I bet that's kind of one of those feelings you can't really describe, no matter where it's at.
Yeah.
Did he feel as bad as he was supposed to sound, or that steer?
I really don't know. I just felt like the only good plan that I could come up with was throw before he got running. JC did a great job. And props to him and props to his heel horse for being able to be there to heal him. You know, that's the hardest part about that run.
Yeah.
I can kind of, if I nail the barrier, he's only going to be as far away. He's going to be the same distance a loper is away, you know.
Yeah, that makes sense. Is there anything that's kind of standing out about your guys' runs so far or roping with him?
Well, you know, he's got great horses. I mean, it makes the run,
for sure,
makes the run feel good. You know, he's there and he's going to heal him fast. I like that about JC. He throws fast, you know, give us a better chance to win first. And he's good at it too. He's good at rodeo healing. So,
yeah.
So our run has felt pretty good, and we've been practicing it a lot. We've been going at a lot of steers trying to get ready because we've had a short amount of time to get ready, you know. So
yeah,
we've been going at them.
Mm-hmm.
But it's felt really good in the practice, man.
It's good.
And then it's kind of good. It was cool that it transferred over to the rodeos, you know. Our first rodeo that we went to, we were 3-7, and then four, I missed at Hugo, but 4-flat at Nashville. Made some good runs, you know, for our first weekend. So mm-hmm. It's got something to build off of.
Yeah. I hope this doesn't come out in a weird way, but is there any pressure when you start over with a new partner like that?
Usually not, but I would say since I'm in the position that I'm in with 70,001, JC's in the position that he's in with 0-1 before last week, that's probably a little bit more pressure, you know, just because I want to get him to the NFR, and we got a long mountain to climb before we get there. But
yeah,
as long as we do our jobs as to what we're supposed to do, then we should be able to get him there.
Mm-hmm. And back to Pro Rodeo Talk. Down in Texas, Kyle Dennison and Lane Mitchell won Mount Pleasant with a 3.4 for $2,972 a man. Kyle is 19th in the world and Lane is 18th. In Parker, Texas, Clay Trine took the win with Cutter Thomason. They were 4.5 seconds for $2,345 each. And finally, on the West Coast, since I know you guys are tired of hearing me talk at you, Aaron Senegini and Whit Peterson picked up $4,335 a man for the Santa Maria win in California with a 5.8 second run. Summer Run is here. Before we know it, it'll be Reno. So things are about to get crazy. You're going to hear a lot of my voice talking numbers, talking rodeo results, and hopefully bringing you guys some fun interviews from the Summer Run.